see it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colors that are brighter, deeper, and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today. Go!
You're listening to SBS News.
All is not well in Downing Street, the official residence and office of the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Sir Keir Starmer.
Should the Prime Minister resign, ministers? Is it over for Keir Starmer? Will you ask the Prime Minister to step down, ministers?
This reporter trying to get a response from Labour MPs entering Downing Street and possibly losing his voice in the process. Members of the Prime Minister's own party want him to go after he hit the worst crisis of his tenure, triggered by the wholesale rejection of Labour in elections last week to local councils in England and to the parliaments in Scotland and Wales. There are concerns. It's a really bad sign ahead of the next general election, although that's not due until 2029. But Sir Keir is adamant he's the best person placed to lead the country through turbulent times.
We are not just facing dangerous times, but dangerous opponents. Very dangerous opponents. This hurts not just because Labour has done badly, but because if we don't get this right, our country will go down a very dark path.
And who are these opponents Sir Keir has labelled as dangerous? The main beneficiary of Labour's poor showing at the polls is the populist Reform UK Party of Brexit campaigner Nigel Farage, which gained more than 1,000 council seats in England. And at the other end of the political spectrum, the left-wing Green Party also gaining seats. Nationalists in Scotland and Wales also did well in the local elections. The rejection of Labour makes these the worst local election results for a governing party in more than three decades. And members of Starmer's party are not happy with four ministers resigning in the latest challenge to his leadership. More than 80 Labour MPs have also signed a letter calling on Starmer to resign immediately or draw up a timeline outlining his plan to do so. Deputy Prime Minister David Lammy says he's backing Starmer and has urged Labour MPs to do the same.
It's been 24 hours now and nobody has come forward to put themselves forward in the processes that exist in the party. No one seems to have the names to stand up against Keir Starmer. And for those who are suggesting that he should stand down, they should say which candidate would be better. Let's get on with the business of running this country.
Starmer has told a cabinet meeting he plans to get on with governing and that a leadership contest had not been triggered, with 110 Labour MPs also signing a statement backing the PM. No MP has yet launched a formal bid to challenge Starmer. Health Secretary Wes Streeting is seen as a likely leadership rival, but as of yet has made no comment about any intention to do so. On the streets of London, reaction was mixed. This woman says even if Starmer goes, his replacement is likely to face the same issues.
I think he's just being blamed for everything because it's easy, isn't it? He's an easy target. I don't think he has the personality to carry off being a Prime Minister. And so they're making him pay for it. But if he gets replaced, the next person's not going to find it any easier.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
See it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colors that are brighter, deeper, and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play.
Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today.